Good morning and welcome to this online celebration of Holy Communion on this sixth Sunday after Trinity. Whoever you are and wherever you come from, we welcome you. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Jesus said, "Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth." Hymn number 76, "Sweet is the work, my God and King." Almighty God,
to whom
all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." Lord, have mercy on us, and write these your laws in our hearts. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Merciful God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as pass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love toward you that we, loving you above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of Genesis, chapter 28, beginning at verse 10. Jacob left Beersheba and went towards Haran. He came to a certain place and stayed there for the night, because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place. And he dreamed that there was a ladder set up on the earth, the top of it reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And the Lord stood beside him and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and to your offspring. And your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east, and to the north and to the south. And all the families of the earth shall be blessed in you and in your offspring. Know that I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob woke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. So Jacob rose early in the morning, and he took the stone that he had put under his head, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil on the top of it. He called that place Bethel, but the name of the city was Luz at the first. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, beginning at verse 12. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if, by the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you do not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If, in fact, we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labour pains until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves. We have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The gradual hymn 639. O Thou who camest from above.
Our joy.
Hear the Gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. Matthew, chapter 13, beginning at verse 24. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore again, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where, then, did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slaves said to him, "Then, do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest, and at harvest time I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father." Let anyone with ears listen. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Grant, O God, that through the spoken word and through the written word, we may behold the living word, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. We all inherit our lives, which is to say, there are things about us that are given. The very traits and narratives and worlds we occupy, generally speaking, were neither earned nor achieved. They were given. There is very little we can do about some of our inheritance. There's our genetic code, passed down and married in us from our two biological parents. This genetic code is played out and performed through the color of our eyes, the saturation of our voice, the length of our limbs. This bodily inheritance is, of course, complex. Its expression depends on one's life circumstances, the food we have access to, the trauma we live through, our educational opportunities, and more. Our creaturely and bodily inheritance is given, yes, but they also ebb and flow, flex and rest, depending on where we find ourselves and who we find ourselves with. But we've also inherited so much more than our bodies. We've inherited God's way of dealing with that grouchy cashier. We speak softly and a bit more slowly and keep steady eye contact. We've inherited the patterns of anxiety we saw others in the next generation before us inhabit. We retreat inwardly whenever there's a threat to our ego, near and far. We've inherited the scaffolding of an unjust society, perhaps inheriting all sorts of hidden incomes from years of non-inclusive policies. We are, in so many ways, heirs. Heirs to all sorts of stories and all sorts of endings. Heirs to our parents and heirs to a world quite literally melting from our consumption. And this creaturely inheritance is both gift and curse, as we may know well ourselves. It both offers us the experience of life itself, and yet comes with many, many broken tablets, a number of eaten apples, and plenty of shattered dreams. Our basic human inheritance is one of blessing and one of curses. It turns out our Christian inheritance is not dissimilar, though maybe a better word for our curses is suffering. The inheritance we have access to through Christ is ultimately the greatest gift, the most incredible story we could belong to. And yet, it does not come without its sacrifices or its suffering. In his letter to the Christ followers in Rome, St. Paul says, "When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him." St. Paul spent a large portion of his letter to the Romans explaining to the Gentile Christ believers that they do not have to follow Torah to escape God's wrath, but instead they need faith in Christ and the power of the Spirit. The Spirit is Paul's key for gentle Christ believers. One must have the Spirit. The Spirit then, as he makes obviously clear in this 8th chapter of Romans, from which we heard earlier, is the one who reveals our inheritance. He uncovers the gifts of heirdom within our very beings. Like a broom dusting the residue off neglected chests and baseboards, he goes about his work restoring us. It's often gentle, quiet work that we hardly notice. That is, until we see the glint of silver hardware flickering in the light. What was once dull now shines. The Spirit's work is like that of a gold miner sifting for gold in a cold and murky stream. He is certain the gold is there, and so he is faithful to his work. He does not stop sifting and buoyantly rejoices when he finds that fleck of gold in the bottom of his pan. What was once hidden is now revealed. But what does the Spirit testify to within our very selves that help us to see that we are the children of God? What is the fleck of silver, the glint of gold? Paul doesn't give specifics, but might you know? Maybe you've had an experience where the Spirit has shown you with the utmost clarity that you are God's beloved child. When that anxiety starts speaking inside your head, saying that you're not enough, you're an abysmal failure, you're the problem, then something or someone wells up inside you, countering with the much calmer and more powerful, you are loved. You are a child of God. You are an heir of the kingdom. What about all those times when you participated in some large, inequitable system because it was convenient? Did the Spirit not ask you to consider to whom you belong? And if you belong to God, might you want to make a different decision with your money, your time, your life? Does the Spirit not also ask you to consider the belovedness in others? What about the small, almost unnoticeable happenings of conversion, where your heart shifted slightly, where it opened just a bit more fully? Did you not then hear the Spirit saying, "You are an heir with Christ. Let me help you along this way"? The beauty of inheritances is that we are not the originator of them. An inheritance, at its most basic, is pure gift. There are so many responses to gifts. We can feel sheepish and embarrassed by their lavishness. We can embrace them. We can give thanks for them. We can run from them. We can honor them. The Spirit is doing everything in His power to help us honor and live into our inheritance, to claim our place as children. The Spirit is working to testify within us and to us, and then to the world, that we have an inheritance that is greater, more unfathomable, more stunning than any other in the world. This is not to say that it is exclusive, but it is exceptional. It is an inheritance that heals and redeems and makes new our other inherited stories along the way. It is not an instantaneous inheritance. Creation is still groaning. We are still groaning. And yet it is our greatest hope, our surest joy, that at a time yet to come, our own sufferings and struggles and confusions will be laid bare before God, and in the presence of the Almighty One, we will be healed. The ravaged earth will be loved back into wholeness. The stories of our trauma somehow no longer come to mind. The endangered species yet again flourish. Those who have been in bondage unjustly will be liberated. Our anxiety will be dispelled. Our God will reign. And as God reigns and God's glory is revealed, we will see that we are beloved children. This is our inheritance, that we don't have to be God, that we are wanted, that we are loved. And when you look in the mirror, maybe you'll see, however dimly, God's eyes, God's warmth, God's fiery passion, God's brimming love. For you are a child of God. You are beloved. You are part of the family. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We believe in one God.
We believe in one God.
The Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, as we look for the full revelation of your glory, keep us faithful in work and worship. We pray for this diocese and for David, our bishop. We pray for this group of parishes and also the parish of St. John Lurgan and the rector, the Reverend Raymond Kettle. We pray for John, our Archbishop and Metropolitan, and the other church leaders. Grant them your daily help and build us up in faith and love. Defend the church against the assaults of evil, to yield a good harvest from the planting of your word. May your love and compassion abound as we continue to walk through these challenging times. Guide us and direct us in the preparations we will be making to safely return to Sunday services in our church buildings. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of creation, root out all the evil things that mar the goodness of your world. Give the glorious liberty of the Holy Spirit to those who live only for the demands of the flesh. Bless Elizabeth, our Queen, the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, Brandon Lewis, and the government. The First Minister, Arlene Foster, the Deputy First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, and the Executive. Also, the recently appointed Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, Tánaiste, Leo Varadkar, and government in the Republic. And also the people of France following their 14th of July Bastille celebrations. Inspire us afresh today, that we who are weary may be encouraged, equipped, empowered, and excited about what God is doing amongst us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of our relationships, shield our families from the assaults and fear of coronavirus. We pray for those who are living in fear. Fear of illness, fear for loved ones, fear of others' reaction to them. If we are ill, strengthen us. If we are tired, fortify our spirits. If we are anxious, help us to consider the lilies of the field and the birds of the air. Help us not to stockpile treasures from supermarkets in the barns of our larders. May fear not cause us to overlook the needs of others more comfortable than ourselves. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of all healing, visit the afflicted with the assurance that their suffering will pass. Restore health to the damaged bodies and the troubled minds. Give skill, sympathy, and resilience to all who are caring for the sick, and your wisdom in searching for a cure. We pray for all who are bereaved, and grant them the assurance of your love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that the faithful departed may, as joint heirs with Christ, share in his glory. Today we especially remember and give thanks for the life of Jack Charlton. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We do not presume.
We do not presume
to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
From Thanks and Praise 157, we pray thee, Heavenly Father, to hear us in thy love.
For it is all thine.
Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us celebrate the feast.
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dying,
you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ.
As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace one in Christ, our risen Lord.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and singing. Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words.
Amen.
The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ.
We being many are one body,
for we all share in the one bread. Draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. God of our pilgrimage, you have led us to the living water. Refresh and sustain us as we go forward on our journey. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory.
Amen.
The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Hymn 670, Jerusalem the Golden, with milk and honey blessed.
Thank you.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.
We thank you for being with us during this online celebration of the Holy Communion. We have the opportunity of coming together online next Sunday at 10 o'clock. The service will be morning prayer. Thank you.